The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Good morning and welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guest today, I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Dr. Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture of Pensacola. Welcome back to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the business.
So Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, we have been in Pensacola for about a year and a half now. And we specialize in treating a lot of different conditions. But primarily, we see a lot of people with peripheral neuropathy, chronic pain, autoimmune issues, infertility. A lot of our patients have kind of gone everywhere else, and it's just they've had difficult time getting any relief or healing.
Mm-hmm. And I know one of the areas that you do help out with is pregnant moms.
Yes.
So should pregnant moms be seeing you during their pregnancy or after the pregnancy? When's the best time to
all
see you?
All throughout. And unless their OBGYN or doctor says, you know, nothing, you know, bed rest, then don't come and see me.
Mm-hmm.
No. But I see moms every stage, even before they get pregnant, first trimester, which is typically pretty rough for especially a lot of new moms because of the nausea, vomiting, just severe fatigue. So we see a lot of that. And then into the second trimester, I see patients maybe for pain, back pain. Again, they may have still some nausea, difficulty gaining weight. There's a variety of things in the second. And then third trimester, we start to prep them to have birth. And so it's an easier birth. And then we also see women after postpartum because they usually are pretty exhausted. Their hormones are all out of whack. So we see them for a variety of, we see them through the whole spectrum. Yep.
Yeah. So acupuncture helps with morning sickness?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
And how does it do that?
So it helps to regulate the nervous system and then also the digestive system. I can't say I can put one or two needles in and it'll fix it, but it is a little bit of a process just so women can function throughout the day too. So, but it can significantly reduce it because I know there's so many moms walking around and they're, you know, they already have kids and they can't just, you know, lay on the couch and feel nauseous and everything. We got to get them going.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Does it help pre-labor as well?
Yes. Yeah. We have a couple of women that have come in and they're at 40 weeks, 41 weeks. And so it does help with the induction. But usually we start that process. It's kind of a process, not inducing labor at 36 or 37 weeks, but prepping the body. So when the baby is ready to come out, it can, you know, be a little bit easier process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for parents that are pursuing IVF, I understand it helps with that too.
Yes, we pair it with the IVF. I have a couple of patients right now that their doctors are like, we want you to go to acupuncture because they just seem to get better results, especially if they're on their second or third round of IVF because the hormones that they have to take and just the stress of it helps with the stress, sleeping, and a lot of the anxiety that comes along with doing IVF.
Mm-hmm. Postpartum, you mentioned. Obviously, that can be a challenging time for mom and dad. A lot of anxiety and stress perhaps associated with having a firstborn or maybe your third child. So talk to me about how it helps with that.
So for women, it helps to regulate the hormones because, of course, you just had a child. And so you've also lost a lot of nutrients, blood, and it helps to replenish that. And it is usually when I see women postpartum, you know, and maybe about 3 months, up to 3 months until we can start to regulate, you know, because they're not getting any sleep either. We can't take away the stress of having a new child, but, you know, we can definitely make the body respond a little bit better, help mm-hmm. with the fatigue. And that also goes with, you know, the partner as well or the husband. Even when they first come in, if they're having infertility, you know, it's kind of a teamwork. And so the husband's going to be stressed as well because he cares about what's mm-hmm. going on with his wife or partner. And we want to make sure they're kind of on the same page as well, because a lot of times he's like, I don't know what to do. And mm-hmm. and so we also help with stress and then infertility with men too. But postpartum, they're under a lot of stress. I'm sure the man does not get much sleep as well. So even though they aren't getting as much sleep, the acupuncture and the herbs that we give them can help the quality of sleep a lot better.
Mm. You mentioned herbs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So depending on the person, it depends on what type of herbs that they would get. And sometimes we adjust it and change it. Like when they start to get better, they may need to be on a different herb. So in Chinese medicine or acupuncture, we look at the person again individually and make sure, let's say, okay, these nutrients are depleted, or this, we need to treat this symptom first, and then we need to adjust it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything's all natural. And sometimes people don't respond right away to it, so we need to adjust a couple of ingredients and everything to it and then move on. It's similar to, you know, when you give a medication, sometimes the body just doesn't respond to it. You have to up the dosage or lower it or just try a different medication. We do that as well, paired with the acupuncture.
Do you have the herbs at your store, or are these supplements that they get at their grocery store? Or?
I will order them for the patient. And a lot of times I have like the basic ones that we see, you know, a lot of patients that with anxiety or digestive issues. I have a lot of those at the clinic, but I will call or order specifically for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get them delivered to the clinic and then give it to the patient. And that's usually all involved with their treatment. There's a few things that I'm like, oh, you can just pick this up over the, you know, at the store or something. Like some of my like peripheral neuropathy patients, a complex B vitamin is really good for them to help just support and preserve the nerves. So, you know, you can go to the store and buy it or buy it online. Yeah.
Mm, okay. So talk to us a little bit more about how acupuncture works for those that aren't familiar.
Okay. Yeah. And it works in different ways depending on what the person is coming in for. So each treatment is individualized. So I'll give an example. If they're coming in for chronic pain, the acupuncture has shown, they've even done MRIs while people have been, you know, stimulated certain points, that it produces endorphins, it can produce serotonin, acetylcholine, and the specific points that we place will help to cause different systems to start working. So if they are coming in for chronic pain, say it's low back pain, then of course we want to place needles around, like to support the muscles, decrease the inflammation, and then increase blood flow as well. But then we also want to support the muscles that are surrounding the back and we want to produce the endorphins, which is the body's natural pain reliever too. I recently had a patient come in and she had really bad low back pain. And she said, afterwards, I just felt like kind of loopy. And I said, yeah, I mean, we call it acupuncture drunk, but it's, we just say, yeah, because that's just all the endorphins and everything coming out. And then she's like, it took about an hour, but then I felt, you know, back to myself. And then my back felt a lot better. So it does that. And then say something like peripheral neuropathy, it will increase blood flow to the nerves. It helps to support the nerves, regenerate the nerves. And then it also helps with that brain-based pain. Again, it goes back to the endorphins and the neurotransmitters that are produced. And then say with hormonal imbalance or infertility, it helps regulate the hormones because it it helps with the neuroendocrine axis in the body. And the body wants to heal. It wants to be in balance. But sometimes it just takes a little extra something to, you know, get to trigger that system to work correctly and to communicate with the rest of the body.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, our guest from Acupuncture at Pensacola, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. What are some of the misconceptions that people have?
I used to get this all the time, especially when I was going through school, because I came from the Western medical field, being an RN, that it's woo-woo, that there's no research on it. And there is a lot of research, not as much, you know, before the last 10 years, but a lot more people are looking for other alternatives than just surgery or medications. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot more research on it. And you can go to, you know, PubMed or any type of, just Google in any type of research. And there's been a lot of research that's done. Also that it hurts, and that because it's needles, but I tell people it's not the needles that you get in the hospital. They're thin.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does hurt, then you should tell your practitioner, say, hey, this hurts, and can you pull it back or pull it out or something? I tell my patients that, you know, you may feel it going in. Some places you do, some places you don't. But if it's burning or hurting or really uncomfortable, tell your acupuncturist, because you are coming in to relax the nervous system. You don't want, you know, to be nervous or have a fight or flight effect, because then the body doesn't heal.
Mm-hmm.
So it should not hurt. It doesn't hurt. I know you've told me before you've had plantar fasciitis.
Yep, I had plantars. I also had a shoulder issue, and both times the acupuncture was great.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times I tell people, you know, the first, especially if you've never had acupuncture before, the first treatment's like, okay, what's happening? I don't get what's happening. Because a lot of times we're in so much pain, we're disconnected from what's going on with the body. And then when it starts to relax, we're like, oh, what is this? What is this going on? So I say it takes, you know, two or three treatments to kind of understand, okay, what to expect and to be comfortable and everything. And in our office, we recognize that. We recognize that we want you, that it is a weird or different kind of thing. People aren't as familiar with it. So we want to answer all your questions, you know, so there's no surprises or anything like that. So.
Yeah, so I know in the past you were a registered nurse, mm-hmm. and at some point you made the decision to become a doctor and do acupuncture. Mm-hmm. So I would guess while you were doing the nursing, you probably came across acupuncture in that way, and you saw that it was a more complete way or holistic way mm-hmm. of helping patients. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, I had migraines. And so I went to acupuncture for that, because I I was placed on medications, and they adjust the medications, and I felt like a zombie, or I just didn't feel like myself, or then they stopped working. So that's when I tried acupuncture, and it's really helped. And I, again, still go. I don't go as frequently, of course, because it's helped. But, you know, I like to integrate my knowledge of the Western medicine and Eastern medicine to help people kind of understand, you know, where it's beneficial here and what's not beneficial. And, you know, and they let me know too, I've tried this, and this, and this hasn't helped. And then I also tell them, you know, you can do a multidisciplinary approach, which you can, be treated by us. You can see physical therapy. You can go to a chiropractor and also work with your doctor. You know, it's something that I feel like, you know, all of us should work together with it, the different areas of the medical field, and that we should, because primarily the most important thing is getting the patient better, you know, mm-hmm. and our biggest thing is we like to see you a lot in the beginning to try and get you better. But we don't want to see you very often after, you know, your treatment plan, because we want you to live life and enjoy life. Pensacola and, you know, the Gulf Coast is just such a beautiful area, and there's mm-hmm. just so much to experience. So, Yeah, it's a great medicine to also integrate with Western medicine, as long as, you know, you can work with your doctor with it too.
Mm-hmm. We do have a question for you on the text line, 850-437-1620, by the way, if you have any questions. I'm just tuning into the show, and you might have already covered this, which we didn't. Is there any correlation between weight loss and acupuncture?
There can be, yeah, because acupuncture can help decrease the cortisol levels in the body, and especially as women know, you know, men too, we all gain the belly fat and everything, and that's a lot due to the cortisol, because we all are in a stress fight or flight, especially during this time. So it does help with that. Again, that would be, in my opinion, there are acupuncturists out there that do specialize just in weight loss, but I feel like weight loss is also a multidisciplinary approach. You know, it does have to do with diet. And of course, you know, we'll speak to you about diet.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, it just mainly helps regulate the nervous system and the endocrine system. And it just depends on where you're at in life. So, you know, if there's somebody that comes in with who is in their 20s and she's active but is having difficulty, she may have something called PCOS, you know, and we have to take that into account, because there's more likely they have gained weight. And then if we look at a woman that's perimenopausal or menopause, then we have to look at that and regulate the hormones. So it's a more in-depth type of conversation. So,
okay, perfect. So let's go through some of the different services that you offer. Dry needling?
Yep. So dry needling, we see mainly a lot of like athletes or weekend warriors will do dry needling. And that is, it's a little bit heavier needling, and we work more like on the larger muscles, weightlifters, runners, gymnasts is a lot of things that different condition or different people that we see that usually tend to get the dry needling.
Okay. Neuropathy treatment?
Yep. Neuropathy, we see, I would say, probably about 50 to 60% of our patients are peripheral neuropathy.
Mm.
And so that we help to regenerate the nerves, get the blood flow going. A lot of people have gotten to the point where they can't drive because they can't feel their feet on the gas pedals. And then also balance is a big issue that we help with peripheral neuropathy.
ATP resonance biotherapy.
Yeah. So that is something that helps regain the quality of the cell. Sometimes the cell is depleted, and it's a microcurrent, and we pair it with the acupuncture as well.
Okay. O3 reboot therapy.
So in another name, we could call that ozone regenerative therapy. We use that sometimes with people with migraines, sinus issues, allergies, brain fog as well.
Life fertility biotherapy.
And that's for women or men that are trying to get pregnant. Not the man trying to get pregnant, but trying to help the woman get pregnant, but for infertility. And it's a program that we've developed that has had a high success rate. So,
and I know that some of these treatments, they kind of intertwine with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you might use more than one of them on a patient.
Yes. And it, again, depends on the patient, what they're coming in for, and if it's been a long-term chronic thing, or if it's more maybe a more acute injury.
Mm-hmm. So what is a reasonable timeline for people if they pursue acupuncture and they are looking for relief or to be cured? Mm-hmm. What's a reasonable timeline?
Yeah, it depends. I keep on saying that. But if there's a patient that has maybe only been in pain or maybe for like a couple of weeks or a month, usually just a few treatments, sometimes maybe two or three treatments, they'll be fine. And then there's patients that come in for chronic pain or autoimmune or long-term digestive issues that we have to really get to the root of it. And that can take like 3, 5, 6 months to really get to a point where they are functioning well again and they're happy at that goal.
Mm-hmm. It's October, so we obviously have to talk a little, at least for a few more days, we have to talk a little bit about cancer. And so
yeah,
acupuncture
yeah.
does help out with cancer side effects.
Yes, definitely. It's a great cancer support system that we use, because it can help with any side effects with any of the chemo or the radiation, also with poor appetite and peripheral neuropathy. Again, they something called CIPN, which is chemo-induced peripheral neuropathy. We help a lot of patients regain some of that sensation or decrease pain. And then it just helps with a better quality of life. Just getting through the day by day. So,
We've talked a little bit about this, but I know that, you'll treat everybody from seniors to youth. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the most common conditions for seniors and then what you see, in the youth.
Most common conditions for seniors are, again, peripheral neuropathy, low back pain, and a lot of hip and knee post-surgery. They may still not have the range of motion or are still in a lot of pain after. And then we also have patients that want to prolong having surgery, or they just don't want surgery at all. So we work with them. And then for younger people, a lot of digestive issues, IBS, and a lot of that comes from anxiety and just the stress of everyday life that they're under. And then infertility is another big one for younger kids.
Okay.
Or, well, they're not kids. They're in their 20s, but, you know, sorry.
Understood. Question on the text line, talking about referrals to functional medicine doctors. Is that something that you do?
I do not. If I can always, if you call, you know, we can find you, you know, there are functional medicine doctors in the area. But I don't technically refer.
Okay. So where's your office located?
We are on 6706 North 9th Avenue. We are just south of Creighton, and we're next to the Domino's and the Sunny's on that side of the street.
All right. What's the website?
It is www.awpensacola.com.